Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello and welcome. It is August 14th, 2013. I am Molly McCord, your host of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. I'm very excited about today's show and to introduce you to a lovely, talented woman. She's going to share with us more about her talents and skills as a psychic channeler, a messenger, someone who works with angels, fairies, spirit guides, and more. She has a really great offer of readings that I want to make sure you're aware of. You can get some great wisdom for only $20 or $25. And she's going to share her new book. So we'll have a lot to talk about, and we will soon be in conversation with Sarah Jane Alexander. This is a show where you can call in and ask questions. And if you would like to do that, here's what you do. It's quite simple. The call-in number is 714-583-6911, and you want to press 1 on your pad there, on your number pad, to raise your hand, and that's how I know that you want to ask a question. So go ahead and do that. Again, it's 714-583-6911, and I will put you in the queue if you have a question for Sarah or myself. We would be happy to answer it, and always know that when you are asking a question or something's on your mind, chances are it pertains to many other people as well. Thousands of people listen to the show, and so you are benefiting them by asking your question. I always start the show with a few announcements, just a few things to put on your radar and give you a heads up about. Next week's show is about tips for developing and supporting your intuitive guidance. I'm going to share with you ways that you can be working on your intuition daily. Very simple things, very everyday things, just to get stronger in that and to feel the difference and to really honor the gifts that you have. That's important. And then the following week, I'm going to do the monthly Q&A show, which is where I answer your questions. And this month's show is going to be about my latest best-selling book, The Art of Trapeze. It went to number 1 in Spiritual Self-Help and Memoirs Adventures on Kindle. It was released back in June, and thousands of people grabbed it. It's still available for a steal price. It's going to go up. The price goes up, but get it now, and you'll get the deal. Anyways, many of you have been reading it, and you have questions, and I'm going to answer your questions. So that's going to be the last week in August. If you are new to the show, welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your energetic presence. A bit about me, I am an author, an intuitive, an astrologer, a spiritual teacher. A lot of these radio shows that I do are channeled messages. I have no script. I don't really prepare anything. I just start talking and sharing and trust what comes through. I am an astrologer who works with clients all around the world, and I'm currently doing a great deal right now that is $33 for a 15-minute recorded message. You can find that on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, because we all need those little hits of empowerment, of understanding, of inspiration, and it's my honor to assist you with what you need to know right now and what is important for you. So I see here that many of you are on the line. Thank you for calling in, and I would like to go ahead and introduce our lovely guest, Sarah Jane Alexander. Now, Sarah is a psychic channel who delivers messages from archangels and the fairy realm, as well as from people's spirit guides. She graduated from the University of Oregon with a degree in journalism with an emphasis in reporting and editing, and has worked for 13 years as a copy editor at a mid-sized newspaper in California. She has trained under Doreen Virtue. You've probably heard of Doreen Virtue. And she channeled her upcoming book, Fairy Wisdom for Spiritual Evolution. So she is here to talk to us today about all of this good stuff. Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for being here. We're happy that you have time to share more of your wisdom and everything that you're doing.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
I want to let everyone know that Sarah's website is divineguiding.com. So you can click on over as you're listening, divineguiding.com. That's where you can find her and more of her offerings and who she is and everything. And Sarah, you have such a special talent, and it's lovely how you work with so many different energies. What does it mean to you to be a channeler?
A channeler to me means somebody who works with high vibrational beings, channeling their messages. So what I mean by channeling is that I can perceive their words telepathically. So this is mind-to-mind communication. Basically, I hear their words in my mind, and then I repeat them. So a channeler is different from a medium in the respect that a medium works with deceased ancestors or people who have passed on. But what I do channeling is I'm working with entities who have not manifested. They would be fairies, angels, archangels, and so on.
Beautifully explained. And you've also mentioned before how your a psychic channeler who, you know, you're in the present moment, you're getting messages as they come in. You're not necessarily looking at future events or past events. You're very present with the energies as they're happening.
Absolutely. And this isn't my choice. This is because it tends to happen where these entities that I'm speaking to will block information because perhaps it's not useful for somebody to know the future, or the future has not yet been created. That's the most typical answer that I receive when, for example, a client would be asking, when is this event going to happen for me in the future? And a very typical answer from an archangel, for example, would be, we don't know because you have not created the future yet, which is actually extremely empowering to the individual asking the question because it lets him or her know your destiny is created by you.
Absolutely. And that is very empowering. It can also remove any of those future worries or what you're creating unconsciously because you realize I am actually creating it right now in the present, and that's where my power is.
Exactly. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I know with Blog Talk Radio, there's a tendency to talk over each other for a few seconds, so I will pause. Please, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, so it is common that information would be blocked. For example, if I'm giving a reading, people want to know information about the future. It's just not commonly given, but you might, for example, hear an archangel say, I believe in your ability to manifest the future that you desire, but it is not preordained. So that means that you create it. It's not waiting for you pre-created. It's waiting for you to create your own pathway to walk into it.
Perfectly said, yes. And that is such a strong message right now, especially, and going forward, is that we are really creating our lives, our dreams, our joys, our abundance, every day, and the power is always with us. I think that is a really important message for people to know. And I also like, too, that, you know, the way you work is it's really important for people to come to a session without expectations of an outcome, to just be open to whatever is best for them to hear right now.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I mentioned this at the very beginning, but I want people to know, too, that you do offer readings, and they can find those on your websites, so that, you know, if they have questions or anything, that it's a perfect place to ask a few questions and connect with you there, and that you're also on Twitter. Your handle is @FairyMessenger. Sarah has a lot of followers and is very active on Twitter, so make sure and check her out there. So, Sarah, can you tell us a little bit more about channeling? What do you experience when that is occurring, when you're receiving messages?
Well, usually one of two, well, actually, one of one thing is always happening, and sometimes the second happens. So the first thing that's always happening when I'm channeling is obviously I'm receiving the message. So I'm hearing these words in my mind, the mind-to-mind communication I was telling you about. Less frequently, I will receive a feeling in my body, and when I receive this feeling, it's usually an extremely peaceful feeling. But you know that peace can have different aspects. So let's say, for example, that we're looking forward to going on vacation. You feel very peaceful, but you're also very excited. So there's this high vibration of a joyful energy also that goes with that peace. And I've experienced that many times. And that's the benefit of working with these high vibrational beings, is that they just have such a peaceful energy. It often comes into my body. And I've also had the type of peace enter my body where I just feel that I want to sit there and enjoy it and maybe take a wonderful nap. So it's that kind of slow energy that you just feel like everything's all right, but I'm just going to chill right now.
Yes, what a joyful sensation.
Yes, it's awesome.
And when did you first know these experiences and what they were? You know, when did you first understand that you were receiving these energies and that you were channeling?
It began when I took a mediumship course from Doreen Virtue. And so we were taught basically to trust your instinct and just say whatever words are coming into your mind after you had intended to link with our partners in the class, their ancestors. So this was working with ancestors and even deceased pets. And so I began to receive messages during the class, and I learned that, hey, I can do this. And so when I went back home from the course, I started to get this feeling that the fairies wanted me to write a book with them. And so I just followed that feeling and decided, you know what, I'm going to do right now in my house what I had done during this course with Doreen. So I sat at my computer and I engaged in some automatic writing, which is where I just ask a question of whatever entity I intend to link with. And at that point, I just intended to link with the fairies in general. I didn't have a particular one. And so I did receive messages back, so I typed them as I was receiving them. And so that's how my book got started. But it's also how I began to know that I can do this at any time with any type of being. It doesn't have to be a deceased ancestor, and in fact, I don't typically do mediumship at this point. I've switched over to working only with these high vibrational beings. Very rarely will I work with an ancestor. So that's how it all got started. And after the fairy experience, I started working with archangels. I had one come to me and approach me, and in the past, I had always approached the other beings, but one night I was using my Doreen Virtue Angel Deck tarot cards, and so I was just drawing a message for myself for that day, and the message on the card said forgiveness, and frankly, that irritated me because I had done a lot of work doing forgiving, and I felt that I was being nagged, and I didn't appreciate that at all. And so I kind of had this feeling like, why me? Why am I getting nagged? I'm doing all this wonderful work to try to release all these past hurts. And then a voice said to me, this isn't about you doing more work. This is an acknowledgement of your hard work. And then the voice said to me, you are entering a new era of Sarah. And I thought, who is this? And then the
yeah.
voice said, this is Archangel Gabriel. And so then I realized that Gabriel was going to be working with me. And so I also work with Michael, Archangel Michael, and Archangel Raphael. So that's how that all came about.
That's a beautiful story. And I like, too, that, you know, that initial frustration you felt is so human and so normal because okay. it's almost like adjusting our viewpoint so that we can say, oh, that's what that meant. Because
right.
the higher vibrations are always there to give us love and support and to be uplifting. And yet we go
right.
to that place where we thought, oh, is, am I not getting this message?
Right.
I like your giggle. Let's just have you giggle for the rest of the show. So, Sarah, you have a lot of information about all these different energies and what you can do. What can you tell us about fairies and angels? How are those energies different?
Okay, well, how they're similar, I'll start with that, is that they're high vibrational. And so what I mean by that is, they don't tend to have the same interests or worries that humans have. So they're not limited by these thoughts that we have as we go throughout our days trying to earn money and get along with people and all this. So they have a higher vibration because they're thinking about maybe more the health of the universe as a whole and fully understanding the oneness of everything, whereas when we manifest as humans, we come into our egos and we see a separation. So we could say that they see more the oneness of everything. Okay, so how are they different now? Well, fairies do have egos. They do get angry, and they're primarily upset right now by how the earth is being so polluted. So that would just be an example of the fact that they do have anger. I've never met an angry angel, and I don't expect that I ever will, because angels don't live on planet Earth. Fairies live on Earth, so they do have bodies that are ethereal. They're very connected to the earth, so they can become polluted by the pollution, I guess you could say, which is why they're so upset that this is all happening. Angels don't have any of those concerns because they don't live on Earth. But fairies and angels are both multidimensional beings, as are humans. It's just that we tend to not recognize that. So let's say I'm giving somebody a reading. A fairy would just give it to you really straight. Think of a fairy would give you information the way your best friend would. So very blunt, very direct, certainly can be full of swear words depending on the fairy. An angel, on the other hand, would tend to just deliver a message that's very peaceful, without any negativity. I mean, fairies don't mean to be negative, but you know how it is when you're having a bad day. Sometimes you just kind of might say something a little bit more sharply worded. That would be the difference between a fairy and an angel. You know, the saying is, oh, you're an angel. Just think of it that way. An angel is just a very peaceful, loving entity that very much wants to help you. A fairy wants to help you as well, but they do have their points of view that are very much about protecting the earth. So if they see that that's not happening, they can get upset about that. And also they're very loyal to the person who they are guiding. So if somebody has a fairy for a spirit guide, this fairy will be very much invested in this person's well-being to the point where they would get upset at another person who isn't treating them well. So that's why I compare them to a best friend, because I feel that's how a loyal best friend would be. If somebody's not treating their best friend well, they're going to take it personally and they're going to be upset about it, whereas an angel's attitude would more be like, everything is fine and it will get better. So there's, I would just say, like, a fairy is a little bit more fiery and an angel is just more like water and going with the flow.
Beautiful. You explained a lot there. That is so great to know the different, even the tones of voice, the words, the approach that a fairy
yes.
would use to get a message across and instead of an
yes.
angel. And so do you just find that you naturally resonate with the fairy energy? Has that always been something you've been drawn to?
Yes, very much so. And I think a lot of little girls are attracted to fairies, and I know that I was, and I did have an experience of a psychic vision, which, as far as I know, has been my only psychic vision that I actually saw with my physical eyes. So I was somewhere between the age of 3 and 5, I'm not really sure, but I saw 3 fairies in a bush in my neighbor's yard in Portland, Oregon, and so at that point in time, it became cemented in my consciousness that these beings do exist. I've had many psychic visions with my eyes closed, so I guess you could say in your mind's eye, but that was the only vision that I've had psychically with my eyes. So that's why, to me, I know for certain that they do exist, because I have seen them.
That's just great. Oh, it's, I can feel it. I can feel the energy of them. I feel
yes.
like maybe they're even, you know, hanging around right now during this radio show because they like
oh,
the attention.
No. Oh, well, they deserve it. They're awesome.
Yes, yes. So you have a new book coming out. And it is looks amazing. Like, you really put a lot of work and energy into this. It's called Fairy Wisdom for Spiritual Evolution. Can you tell us about the book? What's it about?
Yes. So the fairies are very distraught right now about how humans are treating the planet, because as we all know, this global warming is happening for various reasons, and pollution is on the rise as we use a lot of chemicals in our everyday lives, and especially to grow food. So they're really disturbed by this. And the fairy's job is to maintain the planet's health. So they feel that we are interfering with their jobs. And because it is humans who are causing this climate change and this pollution, it only makes sense that humans would be the ones who have to amend their ways to reverse this. So, as I said previously, I just felt that the fairies wanted me to talk to them. So I did that automatic writing with them that I told you about, and they explained to me that they did want me to write a book. And I didn't know what it was going to be about. I just said, okay, let's go, and they started talking to me. And this unfolded over a course of, oh gosh, at least a year. So they would just kind of give me hints about, this is what I want you to talk about today, or to talk to you about, hello, talk with you, never mind, anyways. So I would take whatever word they had given me that day, for example, pollution, and then so I would sit down and say, what do you want me to write about pollution? And so the book was created like this, and the main focus of it is how humans can evolve spiritually and grow within themselves so that they will want to care for the planet and each other and themselves, because the fairies understand that a person who doesn't care about themselves is not going to care about the health of the planet, or a person who has a very limited consciousness that is stuck in their ego, where they can only think about satisfying their own needs and not care about the health of their immediate community and the world community, they can't be of service at a high level. So basically, the fairies are giving us ways that we can open our eyes to who we are as these infinite majestic beings so that we can come into oneness, into alignment with the planets and begin to treat it better. So it's basically how to evolve spiritually so you reach this point organically where you want to take care of yourself and your friends and your neighbors and the entire planet.
That is powerful stuff, and it's in such alignment with where we're at and what we know. You know, it feels too like this is another perspective that perhaps we don't always hear or come in contact with, which is about the fairies and their honoring of Gaia, of the earth, of all of our natural resources, of everything that we have in abundance here, and maybe how we're not paying attention to it as we need to be.
Absolutely.
Well, I think your book sounds wonderful, and so you channeled it, and how long did that take you? What was that process like for you?
Well, it was rather disorganized because, as I said, they would basically just give me assignments for the day, so I might be discussing, for example, humans' diet and how we raise food and how that affects the planet when we use chemicals versus organic. And then the next day, they would have me talking about the pharmaceutical industry. So at the end of several months, I'm not sure how long it took me, maybe a year, right? I had a lot of text and no chapter. So I had to go in and organize everything. But it all fit together. It was all this singular theme flowing through it. So I just had to figure out what goes where. So it's like putting a big jigsaw puzzle made out of words together.
That's a great way to explain it. Yes, I get that. As a fellow author, I get it. and so you were working with, is it Oberon? Am I saying that properly?
Yes.
The king of the fairies?
Yes.
And what does that energy feel like? How is that received?
Oh, my gosh. Oberon, so for people who don't know, I'll just briefly tell this story because it's one of the most magical things that ever happened to me. So when I started to write the book with the fairies, for a few days I was just calling them the fairies, and finally I thought, who is this? Is this all fairies? Am I speaking to a mass consciousness, or is this one fairy? So I said, who is this? And the answer was, I am Oberon. And so we just continued with the message that day, and when I finished writing, I thought, you know, this name seems familiar to me, but obviously I don't know anybody named Oberon in the human realm. So I did a Google search, and the name Oberon throughout history is the king of the fairies. And at that point, I just got this huge flash of goosebumps from my head to my toe, which a lot of people know means that the energy is flowing and you are aligned. And I knew at that moment that what was happening was actually real. And that gave me even more impetus to go with this project. And so Oberon is a typical fairy, I guess you could say, because he's extremely loving. All fairies are very loving. It's just that right now they do have some anger for the way that the planet is being treated. So you will find that he expresses the full gamut of what you might refer to as human emotion, but I see now that fairies have emotions too, and so he's playful sometimes, he's angry sometimes, he's erudite, he's highly intelligent, he's just a wonderful person, but feisty.
Right, I can feel that too. Even as you're describing it, I can feel into that energy and get a taste of it. And there's a real mission. It feels like there's just a very strong focus.
Yes.
On this needs to be a priority, and what do we have to do to get your attention?
Absolutely. That's 100% correct.
And so when you were, you know, working on this book and bringing it together, what could you feel from the fairies in terms of what they wanted you to do next? Because they have such a strong mission, it feels like they really want everyone to read your book. You know, they want everyone to have a copy. So I guess I'm just curious, you know, where are they directing their energies, do you think, as your book comes out and is available for more people?
Okay. Well, I've never thought about this before, so this, I guess, is just going to be somewhat of a information that they're going to give me right now to give to you. So,
okay.
Yeah, right. So the question is, where do I feel that their energies are focused as far as getting their message out there?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Well, obviously, I am going to say that they would want everybody to buy my book, and I'm not trying to sound like a salesperson here. The reason that I'm saying that is because this is undiluted information given straight from them. So this is the source right now at this point in time of direct information from fairies, okay? So they've given us this gift through me of their direct wording of what they would want humankind to do. And the last chapter in my book is steps that we can all take every day within our homes and with our body care to shy away from these chemicals that the fairies find very troubling. So the last chapter is composed of recipes that you can make in your own kitchen, for example, hand soap or for body wash for your shower, for facials. So these are things that the fairies really want us to focus on right now, is to stop using chemicals.
And that is powerful and obtainable. If you're on Pinterest, you know that there are so many organic recipes out there right now. These are things we can easily do. It's not complicated. It's not expensive. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It just is about establishing these new habits.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, I can be a little bit lazy at times when I'm concocting potions, and I don't want to deal with a bunch of ingredients. So everything that's in my book is extremely simple. I mean, the most complicated recipe might have 5 ingredients, but I tried to make it between 1 and 3.
Perfect. I think that is really going to help people get an idea of what they can do in their daily routines. It's very easy to make some small changes. It doesn't have to be these huge, big, life-changing things that we do all of a sudden in a week. It's just ways you can further integrate more of these conscious patterns and not chemicals, but what are they calling them, potions?
I don't know, recipes or...
Recipes.
Absolutely.
I like
you
that.
Have a good point there. Is we don't need to just switch gears so totally that we have to dramatically change our lives. And I'm saying this because I don't want people to be overwhelmed and think, oh, my gosh, now I just have to throw everything out. And this is just, I feel overwhelmed now. And truly, the fairies do want us to take small steps, something that's not overwhelming, where you just throw your hands up and say, I can't do this. Because imagine if we all replace one chemical thing that we're using, and how many thousands or millions of people do that. We can make a big change just by everybody making a little change. It will add up dramatically.
Yes, it's significant. Well, I'm excited to see your book and to discover some of these recipes and suggestions, Sarah. It looks like it's going to be very digestible. If that makes sense,
yes.
Like, okay, yeah,
oh,
I can do this. You know, I'm smart enough to do this. I can take it on.
Yes.
And it's called Fairy Wisdom for Spiritual Evolution. Do you know any timeline in terms of when we can get it?
I'm thinking it's going to be about 1.5 to 2 months, and I will definitely be posting a lot about it on Twitter and my Facebook fan page. So if anybody wants to find me on Facebook, do a search for Sarah Jane Alexander. And as you said, I'm at Fairy Messenger on Twitter.
Perfect. Yes, yes. And also, if you're just joining us, Sarah's website is divineguiding.com divineguiding.com. You can click over there and check out her sessions, her offerings, her philosophy, just get to know her a little bit. I see that there are quite a few of you on the phone lines. If you have a question for Sarah, you want to press the number 1 and pound to raise your hand, and I'll be sure and call you, or you can just keep listening. If you are interested in calling in right now as we're live for a question, the number is 714-583-6911, and you can dial in with Skype as well, which I know is a nice solution. So, Sarah, because you do so much and you've done so much, what is the favorite part of your work? What do you enjoy the most?
I enjoy helping people, and I know that might sound really cliched, but it's really true. I get this, what I can only describe as a high, when people say, thank you so much, this has really made a big impact in my life. I just feel so happy because I truly believe that that is how my intention, setting my intention for being of service, is how these skills became more prominent in my life. I began to develop them much more strongly and quickly after I told Spirit that I wanted to be of service, and this is the pathway that was shown to me to do that. So I find that extremely gratifying. And also, just because I love knowledge, I get to understand so much about the laws of the universe and how to conduct energy to manifest the life that I desire by eavesdropping, if you will, simply by channeling the messages to my clients.
Right, exactly. And I would love to know more about, you know, some of the training that you have gone through and what you learned. So, for example, you mentioned previously that you trained under Doreen Virtue, and it looks like you know, you did a few different sessions with her. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what that was like?
Well, it was wonderful. There were a lot of other people in my group. I want to say the audience, I guess the class would be more accurate, who were just like me, very curious, not really sure whether they could do everything that they wanted to do. So, for example, the mediumship or the past life readings, which I took the past life reading class, but that's not something that I do now because I just, it doesn't resonate with me as far as my life's purpose, but it did help me to expand my consciousness and my confidence. So the reason that I point out is that so many of us were uncertain about whether we could achieve our goals of this psychic expansion where we could perceive things that are not perceivable with the five senses, is because I want everybody listening to understand that I believe, and actually I was also told yesterday during a reading by Archangel Michael for a client, anybody can do what I do. So I just want everybody to understand that anybody can do what I'm doing as far as psychic perception. It's just that it does take practice. So anybody can do this. So as far as the classes, we were paired up in teams frequently, and we just read each other. It's amazing how informal it was, and I think that's the beauty of it, because there's no particular thing that you need to say or do except for set your intention. So, for example, if I was working in a pair with a partner, I would just read them, and they would just read me, and it was, frankly, that simple. And so that's why I believe that anybody can do this, is it was happening all around me during the classes. It was amazing to see all of these people who were kind of nervous coming into the classes, get a little bit of direction about, you know, set your intention and maybe a little bit of technique for the automatic writing part of it, and then we just went with it. It was amazing.
That is very cool. And haven't you found, too, that it also is about trusting yourself and just trusting those messages and what you're feeling and what you're hearing and just going with what you need to say, even if it seems completely out of left field or completely ridiculous, it's probably exactly the right thing that somebody needs to hear.
Oh, for sure. And before I start every session, I always pray and link with people's spirit guides and my archangels that I work with and say, allow this reading to be for this person's highest good, whatever words they need for comfort and to come to peace right now and for insight. And that's what they get.
Right. And so as we're talking, I want to let people know, too, that on the website, divineguiding.com, Sarah offers sessions starting at $20, and they can be through telephone, Skype, or email. So check those out if you're interested in connecting with the energies that she works with, whether that's fairies or archangels or spirit guides, and see if she can be of assistance to you in that way. And something that I think is really cool is that you describe the archangels. Do you mind describing for us a few of the differences you feel between Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Raphael?
Sure. Well, I'm going to start again with the similarities because I find that they all have a lot in common as far as obviously they're extremely intelligent. And they all have wonderful senses of humor. Now, the differences are in their services. I'm not going to say their only differences are in the services that they offer because they do have their own personalities. Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of Communication, and so he's a good one to ask for assistance for anything having to do with communication, whether it's verbal communication, are you working on a writing project? And in fact, I've just given him total control of my career in general because I am in the communications career, not only with my editing, but with what I do here, channeling, that's communication, right? So I just tell him, all right, you're in control of my career, and it's so awesome to have a manager who has no ego and only wants what's best for me and doesn't take a cut of my pay.
Okay, perfect situation.
Perfect. Okay, Archangel Raphael, so he's known as the Archangel of Healing. And so I have a lot of clients who are light workers. Some of them do not know that until I'm doing a channeled message, and Raphael will inform this person, so you're a light worker, and a lot of people believe that a light worker is somebody like you or I who has specialized skills in delivering messages from spirit, but a lot of light workers are just what you might call everyday people who are here to anchor light to the planet, and they just do this by being themselves because these people tend to have high vibrations, they're happy, they're funny, and so on and so forth. Okay, so Archangel Michael is known as the Archangel of Protection, so he's a good one to ask for assistance when you are feeling scared. You may be feeling physically scared, so let's say you're driving through a snowstorm, that might be scary, so you could say, Archangel Michael, please be with me now, and he will be with you instantaneously. Or even if you are feeling emotionally scared, and how many of us are every day, right? So that would be a good opportunity to ask Michael, you know, I'm feeling apprehensive about this situation. Can you please offer me your words of wisdom? And many people have asked me how to talk to archangels, and it's just as simple as directing your thoughts toward them. So this doesn't have to be a formal process. Just think, Michael, I need you here with me now, and he will be there. And so the one piece I wanted to leave everybody about these archangels is that even though they do have their specials, I guess you could say, and what they do as far as communication, healing, protection, they will be of service in any respect. So if you have one that you feel connected to, that you want to be your guy and work with you, you can ask him to assist with anything. They're not limited at all.
Right. And so important for people to know that they are omnipresent. They're always available, always right there. You know, you don't have to get on anyone's calendar or anything.
No.
It's instant.
No. Yes.
And that's what's so wonderful and how they're of amazing service to our roles as humans is that they are here to really support us and to give us what we need exactly when we need it. And I love, Sarah, that you are working with them for your career. I think that's a great tip for people to know right now that if you're stuck in a job if you want to move up or do something different, if you're looking for just a little bit more, you know, hand it over to the archangel of your choice and really believe in those possibilities as they can unfold.
Right. And I think having an open mind is extremely powerful, because maybe not everybody listening right now believes in all this, but they have a curiosity and they think, it's possible, as long as you leave open that little sliver of, it's possible, this could happen, you might be surprised at the miracles that you see unfolding in your life.
That's a really good point, leaving open the possibilities. And, you know, it is a different way of working with energy and understanding how things happen. And spirit guides, angels, they will always honor your free will. And so if
yes.
you're not interested, they're not going to impose something on you. You're not forced to do anything. You know, they honor you, what you are comfortable with and what you want to believe. But if you're curious enough or you are looking for a little bit more information, it's okay to just kind of gently follow that path and see what you find.
Absolutely. And I'll just briefly tell the story of how I got onto my spiritual path and how this all unfolded. I was at a bookstore. And I didn't plan on buying any particular thing, but I saw a book on a shelf. It was Doreen Virtue's, I think it was Healing with the Angels. It was some angel book, angel therapy perhaps. Anyways, it just seemed to be speaking to me. I had no previous interest in any of this as far as working with angels, but I thought, you know, this book looks interesting. I'm going to take it home. And I just absorbed it like a sponge. And so there was just some part of me that was open enough to be willing to take that book home. And after that, I wanted more of Doreen's books and then more of other people's books. And before you know it, now I have my own book.
Yes, exactly. That's beautiful. And I can relate, because I remember grabbing some kind of books too that were, I was just curious about it. I knew nothing. And I thought, well, it doesn't hurt to just read. And
right.
I don't even have a particular book that I read. I kind of read a few, and I just had to sit with the information. And it kind of blew my mind, because I thought, oh, well, I guess it's possible, but how? And it just allowed me to open up a little bit more and to just gradually get comfortable with this information. And as I did, I saw more of my own power. I connected
yes.
to who I really was. I trusted my own feelings more. I trusted my own intuition more. It literally became this new way of understanding my life. And that's why I love doing this work, because I love, as you mentioned too, you know, helping people and having them connect to who they really are and what they can create.
Right.
So I would love to know a little bit more, Sarah, about fairy energy. And for people who are listening who have been drawn to the fairies, what maybe hints or nudges do fairies give people to get their attention?
Well, I know of one symbol that seems to be universal. A lot of times spirit guides will have a sign or a symbol that they use to speak to an individual. And so the one sign that I know that is pretty much universal for fairies is that they will leave mushrooms for people to find people that they are trying to make their presence known to. And I've had mushrooms grow in all kinds of house plants, in my plants on my patio. I mean, just crazy, especially when my book was in its last few days of going through the process of just weeding everything out and doing the final touches, and I was under a lot of stress then, and they would leave me a dozen mushrooms in my patio garden every day. So you also might just get a feeling, because that's how my book came about, and I have a lot of people tell me, you know, I just have a feeling that I should be working with the fairies or that I should learn more about them. So if your instinct is guiding you toward that and you feel comfortable going there, I mean, just read information about fairies, or you can just sit with them yourself and talk to them mentally just as you can an angel and just ask them questions, and they will answer you. Perhaps for some people, when they sit and they try to do their communication through the other side of the veil the first time, they might not be successful at perceiving the information, but I just want to let everybody know that they are answered. So the questions that they ask are answered telepathically from the fairies or from the angels, but it just might be that your skills haven't fully developed yet. So just stick with it if it's something that interests you, because I truly believe it's a skill, and a skill is something that can be developed.
Yes, very good point. It is about sticking with it and developing it, getting stronger, trusting it, not being discouraged or defeated. And I found, too,
right,
that, you know, it'll be your own thing. It'll be what works for you. It could be that you feel energies mostly when you're driving, or when
right,
you're walking through the forest, or when you're, you know, in the shower, or when you're vacuuming. I always feel even more intuitive when I'm cleaning the house, which got me off guard. But it's because I'm doing the mindless actions, and I don't,
right,
it's like a tune out.
For sure. When you let go of that conscious focus, it seems that that's when spirit can really enter your mind, because your mind is in a relaxed state. If you're actively manifesting something in that moment, for example, if you're reading or writing or doing something where your mind is really focused, then it's just going to be focused. But if you are letting it flow, that's when spirit can creep in and say, here I am, in whatever form spirit takes, whether it's an angel, archangel, or a fairy.
Yes. I love hearing that it's mushrooms that are a communication symbol from the fairies. That's so cool. And it just makes sense. I mean, and then I just think of a little cute mushroom and how maybe a fairy would live or sit under a mushroom, or it has a really enchanting, magical feel to it.
Absolutely. And I've known people who have begun working with me, whether a client or a friend or whatever, and they become more open to this fairy energy just by interacting with me and learning about my book and what I do and everything like that. And before you know it, they're sending me pictures of mushrooms that they start to find.
So great. Very cool.
Yes.
Well, I live across from a beautiful wetland, lots of green, there's a pond, lots of animals. And when I walk out there, I feel a lot of earth energies, not just in the physical form, but in spiritual form. And I sometimes feel little fairy energies. And I think after connecting with you and, you know, hearing more about your book and everything that you're doing, I feel like they're going to make their presence known even more, because this show is also an introduction so that people are aware of who they are and what they're offering to us energetically.
Absolutely. And so I'd just like to mention that fairies are benevolent beings. They are a little bit mischievous, but not in a harmful way at all. Somehow some people started to write some information, maybe some tales that were passed down also about, you know, tricks that they play that would be malevolent, and that's just not accurate. They're very kind and they're very loving, and their purpose is to care for the planet. And so if they were to do mean tricks or evil things to people, that would not be in alignment with their purpose of unifying everybody.
Very wisely said, yes, just to clarify. Because, you know, I have heard some of those things, almost like it goes into, like, quote-unquote angry fairy energy or something. And this
right,
is about the uplifting energies that just want us to be aware. They want us to be conscious. They want us to know that, you know, what we do has an impact on not just
yes,
ourselves, but on the earth.
Absolutely. But they would never harm anybody, so... I just like to dispel that myth right now. They're loving.
Loving with fun attitudes.
Oh, very fun. You know, they'll be the ones to tell you when, you know, maybe you're having a day and you're thinking, all right, fairies, you know, I had a hard day. I just want to sit here like a lump and just think about how angry I am right now. And they'll be the ones to say, no, you need to go out and chill with your friends right now and have a good time, or you should be dancing right now. They always want people to have fun, but that's not a superficial thing. That's actually a very beautiful spiritual assignment that they're giving you, because if you're having fun, you're vibrating at a higher vibration, and therefore you are a better conduit for love.
Absolutely. And we need that these days. I mean, even just, I think about how much time I spend at the computer because I have stuff to do, or I'm trying to, you know, make things complete, or, I mean, I'm just busy. And I realize, no, I just have to get away from technology and have fun and be aware of the energies, you know, that I connect to daily, so that the joy and the play can be incorporated regularly instead of, you know, the social media or the writing or the astrology and everything that I do. We have to have time to be in our natural essence.
Absolutely. And it's important that we do that for our own mental and emotional health. And so when we are feeling healthy, that's how we interact with others, including plants and animals. That, you know, that's one of the things that the fairies want us to understand, is that we're not just connected to other humans or even to other humans and high vibrational beings. We're connected to plants and animals equally, and they are entities who have feelings too, just the way that we do. Well, maybe not with the full range of human emotion, but they have feelings, and they do perceive what's happening energetically, and they often fall victim to humans' misalignment. So that's one of the other points that's made in this book, is we should respect all living beings.
Beautifully said. Yes. We just have a few minutes left. And again, I want to make sure that people know that your book is going to be coming out in the fall, it sounds like. And so
yes,
people can be listening to this show at any time. So we're recording this in the middle of August, but by the time you're listening to the show, Sarah's book could be available, and it's called Fairy Wisdom for Spiritual Evolution. So make sure and check that out and see if you can also connect with her on her website, divineguiding.com. Sarah, something else I wanted to ask you really quick is, when we are out in nature going for our walks, or just, you know, enjoying all the beauty of this planet, is there anything in particular that fairies want us to know when we're literally like walking through the forest or standing next to the ocean? Is there anything that they would like us to be aware of?
Yes, there are two things. The first thing is, don't leave trash, and if you see trash, please pick it up. Okay, moving on. Second thing they want us to know is that nature is their realm, and so if you would like to develop your relationship with fairies, you can talk to them while you're out there, and mind-to-mind communication works. They can hear you, so you don't have to look like the crazy person standing on the beach talking to yourself. You can just mentally say, hello, fairies. I'm here. I appreciate everything that you do for the planet, and I'd like to further develop my relationship with you. So you can talk to them when you're out on your walks or enjoying nature.
I love that image, and I swear I see them sometimes. And for me, I feel like they're fairly small and dainty. What do they feel like
yes.
for you?
Absolutely, that's it. Oberon describes some people who manifest as fairies as having delicate features, so I think the dainty really goes to the heart of it. Yes, so petite and... I think the word dainty is just very accurate, and when I saw them, they seem to have this translucent glow, very unearthly.
Oh, cool.
I guess I would describe it as a light body. It was a body made out of light, so that's the best way that I can describe it. So they do have a component that's physical, but also made of light.
Oh, how beautiful. Glowing, glittering, sparkling,
yes.
dazzling little
yes.
beings.
Right.
Oh,
and so
wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much. I learned so much, and it's been such a pleasure to talk with you, to hear about your journey, and to hear about what you're offering to the world and what is coming out soon so that more people can find this wisdom. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate your time. Remember, you can find Sarah on divineguiding.com and also on Twitter and Facebook. I hope you'll join me next week as I talk about tips for supporting your intuition and developing it. Otherwise, have a beautiful, beautiful week. If you can imagine how fast this year is going, it's going to get even faster. So take some moments to love yourself, to breathe deeply, and to enjoy the journey. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's time drifting away. I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. 'Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment.